fear is whispered in our ears and shouted in our faces. Faith must be fostered by the man or woman you see every day in the mirror. The former forever snaps at our heels and our synapses and delays our course. The latter can spur our boot heels to be wandering, stimulate our creativity, and drive us forward. Fear or faith, which will be our master? Three men found that they could no longer sleep because of their deep-seated fears. This is a story I'm telling. Their lives were in a state of stasis because of their constant worries. So they set out on a pilgrimage to find a wise man who lived high in the mountain, so high up above the tree line that no vegetation grew, no animals lived, not even insects could be found so high up in the mountains in that thin air. And when they reached his cave, the first of the three said, "Help me, wise man, for my fear has crippled me." "What is your fear?" asked the wise man. "I fear death," said the pilgrim. "I wonder when it is going to come for me." "Ah, death," said the wise man. "Let me take away this fear, my friend. Death will not come to call until you are ready for its embrace. Know that, and your fear will go away."